They say it's
He's
very
so
enjoyable to be a grandfather because you don't get the pain and you get the nachas. My shvigah says it's even more enjoyable to be the great grandmother because you don't have to pay and you don't get the na and you get the
Someone should
nachas.
take a video.
My grandma, my mother-in-law, just my wife's younger sister's had a first baby, right? So my mother-in-law's youngest kid, so she stayed up. My in-laws can't stay up with a baby at night. Like, what do you think? Because they stayed there for 2 weeks. I call my mother the next day. I'm done. I was up the whole night with the baby. I thought you loved it. Yeah, I love it. I just, yeah. She loves it. Just, she's about to die. Romeo had a baby girl. You know, yesterday David had a baby boy. His daughter has a baby boy. Yeah. No, no one's gonna see it at 3:30 in the morning. It was up 3:30, except by one.
Nothing less than SAFQs.
Go. 19 years of your wedding. Something like that.
Well, first go schools and high schools.
The way the Goldbergers go, I don't know if we have to get in. We have to go and get in anyway. We might just be able to skip straight to the wedding, you know?
By the way, I need to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is he coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He just texted me a mile ago. Could he text from his show? With that with the brick phone? You know who? You know who? He's going to that show?
Mr. Kiddush.
What's that? Binyamin? Who's
Binyamin?
The next one. The next one. He's leaving today?
Where's
he? Funny. He's also, he's at show, he's just doing it for, he'll probably be there for 30 days.
Nah.
Not even 30 days. No, yeah. It's not true. He's like an, all the Goldbergs like adults. Yeah, he is. He's like a mature guy. He's like 28 years old. He's going to go party, you know what I'm saying? But he's going to do it too. They know how to do it. They never stay under the radar.
You know what Yossi did in the right hand? He ran the whole kitchen.
Yossi is a big learner. He learned a lot. Just on his own pace. He's on his own thing. Which is very interesting because the tutor doesn't let anybody do it. Doesn't want people to do it.
Very close.
Yeah. Anyway, I gotta go visit the baby, no?
Now we have to go visit the baby.
I gotta give a gift.
Yeah, you gotta bring food.
No, it's Angel.
You gotta bring food. You gotta bring food.
I think I gotta start making accounts for Amy Cook now.
It's
a Jersey show.
You gotta bring food.
I think I gotta start making a saving account for Amy Cook. It's not a joke.
You gotta bring food. I want me to eat this.
Oh, don't worry. He ate. He's been eating for 9 months. So I don't know, whatever. 18 months straight. The gun doesn't even fit in the pan.
Oh,
it's
so close. You gotta bring food.
What?
18.
Yeah, very close. All right.
Wife's
today's shiur sponsored Big Mazel. I had the first anical. Avromi had a baby girl. The God will pay for my stipend and for whose flamer falls on them and Rachel. Omer Kasim and Omer Esther. Also, the Bizarre, the Zedish have enough money to be able to marry off this anical. The way it's going, looks like the Zedish has to have fun. Brian the Miriam has raised Osara. Push Lema again because his mother's starting treatments, I think, today. Yitzchak Shalom, Jacob Fuma, Student Shan Minos, from the layup. Avam and Gilo, the Chayals, yep. Sarah Sasha was Masha. Esli was Chayav, Dominic Farrell. Everybody's talking that this Arab says Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, they're saying thank God. Like, they think like this Arab is like this special Arab, you know, that he said Baruch Hashem that he got saved. He's a regular Arab. He only got saved. They only didn't kill him. He said there was a guy. There was a Jewish guy with him. They got shot. Got killed. No, a Jewish guy. Israeli. They got killed. He knew Arabic. He knows Arabic, and they left him alive. They probably took my mistake. They're Arab. I mean, they hate each other. Yeah. There's Dach and Arab. Yeah, Bedouins hate. They're not Muslims. They hate Hamas.
They're what are you? They're Bedouins. Whoever's in the
Anyway, you can't get rid of them. It's not a joke. Unreal. Okay. No problem. I guess I see the conference over here. It's spewing from your eyeballs. Let's go. So yesterday, just recapitulate over here. We said that if I sell you a house, I'm selling you just a house. Just a house. I sell you the Laguna Lane, the house. It's just a house. Not the ear, not the rights up on top, not the rights on the bottom, the basement that I sell you. It's part of the house. And it's part of the house I sell you. That's it. Nothing else. If I say umkaviruma, that I'm selling you ear rights and basement rights and earth rights, means all the way down to the tahaim, all the way up to the sky. If I say, but a bar of a dos and mechilus, those are pits that are not a shmishe bias, that's not sold unless I add another word. I add metahaim rakia, metahaim ara ad roim rakia. So because I added those words, then it must be I'm coming to include even Tash Mishim. Shuli's not here till Friday. Went away. No, he went somewhere. I think Lego went. Who? I don't know. I don't think how does this guy when he was nifter, it's 20 feet. And the deepest part of it is 7 feet deep. He didn't die because he drowned. He must have hit a rock or something.
Okay.
No, I understand what I'm saying, but like.
There's another one
in the woodlands. Yeah.
Oh, same area?
Same place. Same. It's over there. I think it was the same spot.
Delaware.
Well, how big is Delaware? 20 feet by?
Huge.
2,200 miles?
No.
Not even that big. It's like 40 by 30.
Delaware's a big river. But there's options. Swimming.
What? Not in the Delaware River.
In the river itself.
Whitewater rafting. Whitewater rafting. Everyone goes down to Delaware.
With my kids.
You're saying there's an offshoot that maybe he went into the remaining part by mistake. Oh, they were kayaking?
I don't know.
Okay. Terrible story. Wow. Oh, so basically, if you say there's an extra lashon, then it's included. So Gemara is trying to prove that you need the extra lashon of mitahoim arad roimerkia, and umkuveruma does not allow you to get the barbados. That's what Gemara is trying to prove. So Gemara brought one raya. God bring a riot from a lebar with those abish kosle from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says not a riot because maybe you didn't say umkavruma over there. But if you would have said umkavruma, everything would have been included. So now we're up to the bottom of the Gemara. I'm Michal Merabushas. I'm Michal Obeis. Two lines from the bottom. Toshma. We're trying to make another riot. The Gemara ends off without a riot, buddy. But we're going to try. We're going to do a double take on this, triple take. Toshma. Valeris a God. That's not Haman's son. That's Ruf. He doesn't have the article, so I got to explain everything the way it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're really going to. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This kid was a chaplain. He took the trees down, right?
Yeah.
Getting old.
We got your feet
metal. That's right. The layers are gog and gag. There's a man shish and mic about sort of me. The roof is not included if it has a fence that 10 tochim. It's a usable area. We saw that from the stomach cunning from Kavaruma. If you tell me that Allah is, like we said, like we just spoke out, that you kind of without Kavaruma, because that's the more just the more saying you're on the right. What I want to say that maybe without Kavaruma, you kind of everything. All the rights, all the air rights, you can buy a Sarat Fakham, I have, who cares if it's a Sarat Fakham? Why is that not included in the air rights? The Gemara says, no, keep the Gemara Sarat Fakham, Khashim. That's Khashim, male, that's not included in the sales. You have to say it specifically. So again, we know, right, I'm going to read Larabashi. Toshma, I was trumming another ride. I'm going to talk to Joyce and Maris. We had this before, I'm Mukhi Beitz Haveroi. I'm going to say, the Utah, Al Yonishali, the upstairs of mine, Utah, Al Yonishali. But I'm reading Larabashi, then what's not Kamina? You want to put out protrusions from there, beams, then it's good. You're not kind of the upstairs if you don't see them karuma. What's the amanas? No raya. Amanas is just telling you that it falls down, you can rebuild it. But not that. You cut into the airspace, and basically we're back to Ruma. We don't have a raya that by saying umkaveruma, you have no raya that you need to say tahim rakia ad tahim arad ad rain rakia. You need in order to be kind of the airspace. Maybe without saying just umkaveruma would be kind of everything. Basically, you don't have a raya. Your mother does not have a raya. So I just thought it interesting that the Chama brings down that if you say Umkaviruma, then you kind of the airspace. That's what the Gemara is saying. The upstairs and downstairs, not Barbados, but that's the Gemara's learning. So he says, what happens if I have a liquid airport? I live next to the liquid airport. I'm not masking that people should go over my house. You go over my house, you're gonna pay me. I go to Lakewood Airport, so you guys owe me money. I go to Bezdin. So, Pashtus, you own the airspace. The guy has no right to go there, which is like a good time. So he says from Rabbi Yashav Shlita, he brings down, I guess it was then when he was alive, that the Gemara in the afternoon test says, Lo yitach adam kalanois l'chatz ha-shutman. Now it'll open up windows to the chatz ha-shutman.
Now you can say the windows.
Pesha Ishbam, the Ishbam says, the reason why I can't open a window to the chatz ha-shutman is because Hezekria, because you're looking at the guy's property. But if there was no Hezekria, it would be mutter. Even though you have the rights to that property and you have no right opening up, you're not right opening up one thing. See, Rabbi Asher wants to prove that Hezekria is only a problem if you're damaging the guy. You're looking at the guy's property. You're doing some kind of damage. I'm not allowed to put a window in, looking over the property, but if there's no damage, if for whatever reason there's no damage from me overlooking the property, you can't have a time. So he says, going over someone's airspace does not affect the guy at all. So fine, you own it. And therefore what? Nothing that you can see. You're going up 10,000 feet. The what? No, and a Hanami, so you own that right. But you can't say a plane can't go over because you own the ride. What has it affected? He says it's only if there's a hezek involved. The guy's causing a hezek, so maybe noise could be a hezek. They have in Rockaway, they're constantly trying to get JFK to, I don't know, to redirect the planes. I don't know. Right, because right, yeah. So I don't know, but that maybe is a time noise. The what? I own the airspace. If I own, what do you move there? Doesn't matter when you move there. I bought the house. I own the airspace. Don't come on my house. You're right, but go. I don't let you in my airspace. Go around the airspace. There's no such thing as I own the space. You're right. So now I have to fight City Hall, but on my side, I own the space.
Okay, yeah.
You got it?
No. Yeah. I can't argue with stupid.
He says, don't move there. But the mine's our owner.
Do I own it? Do I not own it?
If I own the space, then you have no right to go into my space.
If I want to make problems, I buy next door to you.
You could stand next door to me and then play tape recorder. That's fine. But you can't go over my house and play tape recorder. If I want Giordano, the Goyen says that when you clap Gazalnu on the Kippur, Gazalnu is for this. Because even if you don't steal any money, guys, I didn't steal anything. Yeah, but you don't know. If you looked somewhere, you weren't supposed to look. You know what I mean, Avi? You stole from your wife. A drone is zikha from. That's a grief. A drone is zikha also to do over a guy's property. It's mamash has a grief. If fly a drone, guy sees me in my underpants. I mean, I don't know what the big, I know what the big thrill is. Oh, if I'm not out, I'm allowed to do it. You have time now. I'm allowed to go over these ways. But it's a problem because then I'm scared to go outside. That's has a grief. It doesn't mean that I'm outside right now. I can walk outside. Like, oh, no. I was going to see, he's taking the grill on. He's going to tell everybody I have a barbecue. Okay, forget it. You know what I mean? It's a problem. That's why I told the township. They came through a fly drone over my property. No right to go on. That's the pickle truck that you lost in. Sure, because mom's coming soon. Next week. Crazy. Okay, we got to start doing tshuva.
No,
okay.
Start then.
Leis Abor, Leis Abdusel. So, Leis Abor, well, he might, you still going away somewhere? Wait till after you go away.
Get it in.
You know what I mean? When you turn on TV, just say, Hashem, you could to have something to do tshuva for. You have a lot to chew with all that smoking and everything.
Yeah.
That's gazelle, secondhand smoke. You're giving someone your tzir, gazelle. You're my shul. I'm allowed to walk everywhere in the shul. I'm not owning the shul, but I'm allowed to walk out the door. Yeah. I was gonna keep alive. I said they're gonna be
you know it's taking you back.
You ready? Let's have Barbara, let's have dots. This is the Mishnah we're talking about. That if I sell you my house, I'm not selling you the barn, the dots. Barn is a separate ishtamshus. Means when I sell you a house, everything in the ishtamshus of the house is included. So if you have like a little room here and a room there and a room here, that's included in the house. That's ishtamshus house. But barn does is a pit to keep water. That is not the shtamsh of the house. That's not included. Even if you write umkaruma, that just gives you the air rights. That's not giving you something that's not a shtamsh, just like a house. Means if I sell you my house, I'm not selling you the pit in the backyard. Now I own the pit. How do I get there? He says, fly. I don't know how you get there. Jump over the fence, do a weeping dive, and get into the pit, drink, and then dive back. I don't care. I'm not giving you away. That's the pashtus on the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, I'm not mechuyev to give you away. You want away? Buy me. Pay me. I paid you $1 million for this property. I'm not letting you walk around my property now. You want to pay? No problem. We'll deal with it. There are shash, says a big chiddush, but actually it's pashtus shah, but it makes sense. Shash says, absolutely not. I sell you my house for $1 million. Now, I didn't sell you a pit. Now I'm stuck. Well, how am I supposed to get to my pit? He says, there's no such thing that you're locked out of your own pit. He says, yeah, you're locked out to get a nice path that you can bring your trucks. And you can get in, you can walk into the property like a man. You dial down this path, which is a normal path. That you're locked in. But a walking path, that cool down murder, that you have that. You have to be able to access your property. There's no way that you can't access your property. But to get a Derech HaMelech path, the way a normal person accesses his pit, that you have to buy. You want a real road that you can bring your truck and load up water? No. The Chum says no, there's no such thing. I don't have to. The Gemara is going to explain what the machlokes is. Right. Chum says even dial down. I didn't have a mind to sell you everything. I sold you everything besides a four lane highway, a 4 hour highway. Zokti Gemara vayter. Moed Rabbi Kiva's man shalom lechutz meelu she ain't tzachlik ledera. If you say chutz, you don't have to say. You don't have to leave yourself a path. Machal ha'akar. What if you sell the pit to someone else? So it means you sell the house and you sell the pit. You keep nothing for yourself. You keep the house for yourself and you sell just the pit. The house you keep for yourself, you sell just the pit. Now the question is, does that mean that you didn't sell the guy a way to get in? So Rabbi Kiva says, and it's certainly clear that the buyer does not have to take a path. Why? Because a normal guy, when I sell something, I sell it with a break cut. I sell you exactly a perimeterly. Disabled. Permanently disabled. That I don't sell you something to just that. I'm selling you the whole package. Be able to use the pit, drive your truck, load up water, and irrigate your field. It's like ridiculous. Whatever comes, say no, it's a there. Doesn't work that way. No, Marcus buying road money. I'm selling only because I have to sell. I don't want to sell you this bit. I'm stuck. I need cash. I got hooked up with a cash advance guy. It's 50% interest. I got to sell to pay the guy off. Yeah. A little path, but not a major path. But when I sell you, I don't sell you with a good eye. I'm selling with a bad eye. So Yossi Ravina, it got very big now. It got bigger. Yeah, because people are desperate for cash. Got crazy big now. They have a rough time, man. They're taking advantage of preying on these people like crazy. It's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. They take everything. They take your whole life. You're basically bound to them, but you're done.
Right.
And you have something. You have something to say.
This is exactly what the terrorist said not to do.
And you have to have something to pick.
This is exactly what the terrorist said not to do. Exactly what the terrorist said not to do.
Anyway, Yasser Arvina, Vilna Jad, and Pai, so a lot of people doing it. I don't know.
Tons of people.
They can't get out. It's the only guy.
When I spoke to comedies, because I have a terrible outlook on this business, I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's talking to.
They're saying it's only guy. My brother Yossi has got involved in that. He says it's only guy. Like he has a company.
That's their own.
So he has. He has like a company. He called me up. He's like, there's a company in China that sells cork. And he approached. They're desperate for money. They need to expand the line or whatever, you know. So he's going to own a company in China.
No, they get money.
What are you going to get? You get a skyscraper that's supposedly built in China. But it's not there.
And then you go to China and they arrest you.
Yeah.
That's the kunst. The kunst is to get customers that have assets that are not leveraged, and you basically
you're buying the assets on the pennies on the dollar.
Exactly. That's the kunst. Yeah, but your return, just like the returns high is high, the risk is also high.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Because you really the guy needs to
be a bigger. Yeah, it's. Your dad Ganem has gone up, you know. Yasser Avino Kashale, a guy called me, he owns a roofing company in Cleveland. He says, you wanna buy it? No. What do you mean you own a roofing company? Well, I do cash advance. The guy couldn't pay his bill. So he gave me the roofing company. I said, yeah, how much sales that? Well, not much. That was the problem. So what do you want to do with the roofing company? I don't know, let's make money. I don't need your roofing company
to make money.
To make money. I have my own roofing company. He says, yeah, but maybe ask customers. Maybe not. Maybe you should check. He says he's going to go down there and see what's going on. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Enjoy.
The guy was this, guy, the money the this guy's 16 years old. He doesn't know the first thing about business.
Don't do that.
And this guy roofing company.
And it's Shrouds in Cleveland. He made big bucks. He doesn't care to kill it. Hey, take the company. It's
stole somebody.
Yeah. Yes, you have Rabino Kashale. So, okay, so now the Gemara is asking, what's this business that we say, the Mishnah says, bar and dus? What's the two things? I know bar and dos. Bar and dos are the same thing. They're just built differently. So what's the commission saying? I'm going to go with the spoiler of Inatoshma. They're both in the ground. A bar is just a ditch. Like Mavaksh is a mikvah. I don't know if you saw Mavaksh building a mikvah. They just, yeah, you didn't see?
They don't know.
When I was, Barkers wants to build a mikvah, but longest time, men's mikvah. So him and his kids dug a pit in the back of Mavaksh, a big pit. And everybody's complaining, it's a big pit, it's dangerous. So finally, Shimmy told the Rav, okay, I'll pour the burris. So he's, the guys framed it out, they're pouring the burris today. Yeah, and they're getting, they bought a pack rack from Isaacovic. Once the burris are poured, they're putting the pack rack over the pits, and they're going to cut out the floor. So you pull up the thing, dip. He's getting a filter, he's getting a, putting a fan in, yeah. Look at Shimmy status. Yeah, yeah, you'll see. It's gonna be a fungus pit. No, no, they're doing a good job. They fasting got a guy to put a filter. They got a pool filter. Oh my gosh! Remember cold war? They're not spending a lot of money. It's costing $20,000. Whole thing's costing $20,000. He wanted to do it over here. This is what he wanted to do over here. No, he wants to do for service for everybody. It should be a central local. You didn't go to the mikvah. Why not? Hello? Hello? It's going to be used by 100 people every time. He's putting in a ventilation system in the thing, a fan. No. He's putting on the fan that I have in the kitchen, that big fan. He's putting one on top of the pack rack. He's putting a mini split. He's putting in a pool filter. By the way, 100 people lose every week.
Yeah,
I think
there's
right.
A big need for a mikvah over in the neighborhood. People want to use. I'm telling you, it's going to be used if he does that filter. What he's doing? I'm not making a mikveh. He begged me. Fonkers made me crazy. No, I didn't want it over here. I don't want to have a mikveh. I don't want to have a mikveh. I'm not a liability. I'm not. The way it works in the shul is, people do things, then Libby Lynch is in charge. You Libby clean. You have you guys right? The cleaner. Yeah. My guys are cleaning the mikveh, and then. I almost got stuck in the lady's mikvah with my cousin from California. You didn't hear what happened? My cousin came in from California. My cousin, they're conservative. Came with his daughter, came for Purim, and she wanted to see a shul. I was like half shaker. This was 10 years ago. I just built the mikvah, so I showed her the shul. She said, "Oh, where do you?" I'm the guy. Oh, I'm also the guy. She said, "What do you say?" I said, "Right here." Oh, me also. I said, "We do the other side. That's in the first side. Conservative."
Yeah.
I don't know. They said they moved by my cottage. Yeah. So I said, "Also, I booked a mikvah, a ladies' mikvah." Oh, Ronique, you want to see a ladies' mikvah? No, I said, "Yeah, I'll take you in." I opened the door. I hear noise in there. Oh man, I ran. I didn't have somebody was there. Matzapurim is a busy time. No, it was a regular Purim night, but it's late. Sometimes they do that. If it's like crazy nights, you know what I mean?
Crazy story. The rabbi gives.
That'll be the last time Shul is, you know what?
I'm like,
who's going to get?
Which crew is doing
that? My crew, Dario.
Dario? He's in charge now?
Yeah, why?
He's not maybe just standing on the street.
Like, yeah, he doesn't care. And his hands are in the pants. Anyway, let's go. When it came home with the husband, such a chutzpah, yeshiva guys, they think they own the car. Like, it's a walking car. It's like, remember, how are you going? You beat me? You tooted me? You tooted me? Okay, let's go. Anyway, Haimi Bor. Oh my gosh. Okay, we have no time. So the Gemara says the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. So it's interesting. The Gemara does not say Tzrichasov, but that's really what the Gemara means to do. If you look at the Rashbam. Amalei makshish b'edav kizle rash toshma. Natani echadabar v'echados b'kaka. El shabar b'chapir v'ados b'vinyan. Now the Gemara didn't answer the question. Where is the question? Why are you saying both? The Gemara answers it with a question. You didn't answer the question. But it's the exact same thing. What do you need? What do you need both? So the Rashbam, look at the Rashbam, the binyan, look at the bottom Rashbam. Chayfrim bar ba'afar, t'chuah, u'banu le'kois la'avonim mikudus. So the way a pit is, like mavakshe, and a dus is where you put blocks in. So zok the Rashbam, the hilkah. And this is the point of the Gemara. Itan a bar, ha'a minahanim the bar, she'i b'chafira. A bar is just a ditch. So meot, that's not included in the house. There's no shaykhs. Ava dus, she'i b'binyan. It's block ke'enabayis harei b'chalabayis. That's part of the house. It's a structure. It's a structure. V'itana dus mishan v'binyam v'ne'atzmiu v'choshtiv. So it's its own thing. Of course, not included in the house. Avobar loy choshtiv l'bodegam b'vayis tzricha. So Gemara, that's the tzricha of the Gemara. It's ikachosim v'naseif. The Gemara doesn't say anything. It's a very funny Gemara. I don't know. I was learning yesterday. I'm trying to figure out what's going on over there. Looking at the Rambam. Okay, he got me covered. So we said that so my lab, what's my like this? The Kiva Sava, Merkaba and Yafa Merkab. When I sell something, I sell the means when I sold you my house, I sold you everything. I didn't leave any path for myself. No, not get it done. When I No, means I have a pit on the property that I use for irrigation. I pull water every day. But I sold you everything besides this pit. So because the halakha is merkman yafa merker, so I sold you everything. I didn't leave anything over myself because I'm giving you full job, full. Not nothing. Merkman yafa means you have a. Of course I meant that. I sold you everything. I sold you everything. It's when I sell you a car, right? There's mats. You want give me the mats back? I sell you the mats. Of course I sell you the mats. I need a whole car. I'm happy to sell you the car. Doesn't matter. It's a marchman yafa according to Reb Kiva. It's marchman yafa. Means you have a good eye when you sell, not a bad eye. It's a good eye. I'm giving you the whole package. This is the car. It comes with everything. All the little pitchforks for the Tesla. It's all yours. Reb Bonasavri, no marchman rambarcher. No, I'm only selling because I'm stuck. I'm not selling because I want to sell. Of course, I'm not selling you the full. Give me the GPS back. Give me the mats. I'm upset that I have to sell the car. I don't want to sell. Now I'm walking. But the Kami Nami Ba'amas, it'll pay attention. The Gemara says like this: the Kami Nami Ba'amas, Rekiva Tamei, Dama Merkman Yafam Merkman. Macha. The Gemara is saying we're assuming that in Kol Torah Kul, the whole Shas, the Rekiva has a Shita of Merkman Yafam Merkman. We had it by trees and a field. We'll see it in a minute. So it's learned out from this Mishnah. Just like over here, you see Rekiva of Merkman Yafam Merkman. Everywhere else, Rekiva Shita is learned out from here. Rabbanu Baker. So the Gemara, no, my mind. How do you know? Maybe our Mishnah Dumar Kiva Sovereign any of the Mishnah the Shuach there. Maybe really the Kiva and everybody holds Ma'an Yafa. Sarah Bakiva Sarabana. So what's the Machlok is then? What's the Machlok is the Mishnah? So he says the Machlok is the Mishnah has nothing to do with Ma'an Yafa and Ma'an Ro. You have no riot to this. You can't bring from our Mishnah to a riot or a Machlok is Rabbi Kiva Rabbana all of a shots. The reason when our Mishnah they're arguing is a whole different reason. What's the reason? Rabbi Kiva Sovereign, any of them wrote Shita Ma'an Yafa. Nobody gives money I'm not paying you for your field, so you should come tomorrow and start tramping all over my field. That's it. So Mela, there's no way that I'm not buying the whole entire property. Rabban Sabri, no. I'm not taking your money and then having to fly into my pit to take water. I obviously left myself over a way to get in. So it depends how you look at this. So Mela, the Gemara says, you have no raya from here to everywhere. You must find your own. So what's the raya? So where do you talk a season like this? Bela Masefa. Maybe it's from the Masefa. Marker La'acha. The halacha is if you sell the pit to someone else, means you keep the house. Rekiva, I mean, it's Tzarech, Mitzvah, Derech. The Chom, I'm Tzarech. You do have to. And over here, you can't say this concept that we just finished saying, that Rekiva holds, that a guy doesn't want someone to step in. Because over here, you just sold the pit. So you don't have this. You didn't sell that yard. And you don't have this machloikas. So maybe over here, this is machloikas. Mar says, no. Maybe over here, the same problem. Dylan Bahai Pligi. The Rekiva Sava boss of Dietal of Kachazina. Rabban Sava boss of Dietal of Kachazina. Maybe it depends how you look at this. You look at it from the Kach side or Michael side. Maybe that's the machloikas. You have no right to Ayn Ron Ayn Yafa. Again, you have no right. Sigmara says, Vela Maha. A new Gemara. Lo Yezabor. The next Mishnah, it's on Ayn Al. Not the next Mishnah, it's on Ayn Al. When you sell, you don't sell this. Not the bird, but being charavim. Say if it's there's nothing in it, being yeshuvim if it is active. But tzarich lichloy derech. Divrei Rekiva. You have to take a path. V'chamar and sorrow. Hasul amali. What do you mean this case? We just had a mishnah. What do you say in this case? What are you repeating? It's same halacha. We just had machlokes. Rekiva rabbanon. Elo la v'kamash no rekiva so merch ma'ay yafam ma'ay rabbanon so merch ma'ay rambaka. That's goofy. Why the mishnah is saying this case? To tell you this halacha, that Rabbi Kiva holds Mechmayin Ra, Yafa, and Rabban holds Mechmayin Ra. And this is where you learn that, all over Shas. Because otherwise, running this case, someone says, no, the Dilmash Minim bias, the Kamash Mon Sadva. How do you know? Maybe the reason why we're saying it is for Chiddush. And what's the Chiddush? It's Chiddush Minim bias, but it's Niyusa. You need your privacy. I was saw the Amalai, you don't need privacy. Yes, Minim Sadva, which is the Koshalay Davisha. People stepping and they ruin the field. Our bias, Amalai, it doesn't bother. So Mela, you have no right in this Mishnah. Again, Ayin Aluf will not be a right to merge my Yav Ayin Ra. Maybe it's the exact same halacha as our Mishnah. And there's no Raya. Maybe everybody holds Ayin Ra. Ayin Yav. You have no Raya. So Gemara says, Elo, the Seifa of the next Mishnah, Ayin Aluf. Mocha La'achar. Sorry, Seifa in our Mishnah. Mocha La'achar. You sell just a pit. The Chalem Tzorah. Hasulomli. Ayin Ha'achar. It's the exact same thing we just finished saying. Same machlokes. Elo hakamash. Malon. The Rekiva is on mechmayin. Yofa mecher. Rabban saw mechmayin. Ro mecher shmami. No, that's a riot all over Shas. And we rest our case. And you have a riot to everyone. Which Mishnah? No, the other Mishnah. The other next Mishnah is Bais and Sod. Bais and Sod. That you need. Zok the Mishnah. Yud. Who are you in the kosher ruach abrius? Necha menu. Is it Yud? No. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Sorry. You'd get you. Kalar and Ups, brother. Oh, you'd get more. Rekiva, I'm a schoik for Kalas Rosh, my deal ever. Either. The schoik is laughter. Kalas Rosh is. Kalas Rosh means laxative. Not laxative. How do you say Kalas Rosh? My deal in Larva. Messiris, Siagatara. Ribless, yeah. Frivolous. Messiah, Siagatara, Master, Siagla, Aisha, and the Dharm, Siagla, Precious, Siagla, Kafun Shtika. You want to be smart, quiet. Anybody know what Yisrael is?